The Petri family, the family that took time to bring you good wine, invite you to listen to Dr. Watson tell us about another exciting adventure he shared with his old friend, that master detective Sherlock Holmes.
It began on a summer evening in 1906. I'd been for a long walk in the park, I remember, when I returned to Baker Street and entered our rooms. Holmes looked up at me with a twinkle and spoke.
You look positively glowing with health, Watson.
Well, I had a splendid walk, my dear fellow. You should have come with me. The park was looking particularly beautiful.
Well, old chap, during your absence, I've decided to write another monograph.
Oh, well, what's the subject this time?
Occupational liability to murder. For instance, the mortality rate is naturally high among policemen and detectives. Physicians are murdered with fair regularity, but the murder of a dentist is rare. And who ever heard of a murdered veterinary surgeon?
That's quite true, but what's the occasion for this little homily?
I've been browsing over my newspaper clippings.
Yeah?
You recall ever hearing of a murdered tobacconist, Watson?
No, I can't say that I do.
Oh, why? And yet my clippings inform me that no less than 3 tobacconists have been murdered in the past 6 months, and all the murders have occurred in the same small shop in the East End of London. Now, why do you suppose 3 tobacconists would be murdered in the same shop? Come now, old fellow. Give me a logical solution to the problem, will you?
Well, let me see. You say that the shop's in the East End?
Yes.
Is it near the river?
As it happens, it's on the water's edge.
Then supposing the tobacconist's shop was the headquarters of a smuggling ring. Perhaps boxes of cigars were unloaded from the docks and brought to the shop. Cigars containing pearls or opium or something.
Watson, my dear fellow, you're doing splendidly. What? You must walk in the park more frequently. You're positively scintillating.
Oh, no, you're making fun of me.
I assure you I'm not.
You're expecting anyone home?
No, probably a visitor from Mrs. Hudson. Go on with your fascinating theory. Now, why are 3 tobacconists murdered?
Well, because they know too much. Perhaps they demand a share in the profits, so the head of the ring decides to kill them.
Plausible enough, Watson. I really must congratulate you. I can see that I'm very lucky in having a biographer with such a lively imagination.
Thanks very much.
Come in.
That's very nice. Imagination. Hello, Stroud.
Stroud, I'm glad to see you.
I hope I'm not intruding.
Not at all, my dear fellow. Come along, sit down.
Thank you, Miss Holmes.
Anything remarkable on hand?
No, Miss Holmes. Nothing very particular.
Ah. Then tell me all about it, Lestrade.
Can't hide anything from you, can I, sir? Yes, there is something on my mind, and no mistake.
And it concerns the 3 murdered tobacconists, I see. Splendid.
Now, how the blazes did you know that?
Yes, Holmes, that's pure magic.
Not at all, Mary Watson. It's simple deduction.
Observe
the 5 cigars peering out of Lestrade's breast pocket. They are of a far superior quality to his usual brand. Obviously, the scene of his latest investigation has proffered certain, well, shall we say, professional perquisites. Am I right, Lestrade?
Of course you are. Careful one, Miss Holmes.
Thank you, I'll stick to my pipe.
Well, how about you, Doctor?
Oh, thank you, Lestrade. And you? Coronas.
And now, Inspector, tell me about the murdered tobacconists.
Well, how much do you know about the case?
Oh, just what I've read in the papers.
Well, curiously enough, we were discussing the affair as you walked in, Lestrade.
It's a strange business, gentlemen. I only got hold of the old story today when I had a long talk to young Jack Longworth. He's the owner of the shop.
Oh, in relation to Gerald Longworth, the taller member of Parliament who battled so successfully against the slum clearance bill?
His son, Mr. Holmes.
What's
nice young fellow, too. When his father died, he inherited this shop along with a lot of other property in the East End.
Well, how big a shop is it, Mr. Holmes?
Oh, just a hole in the wall, Doctor. Like all the other shops in that part of London. Young Mr. Longworth tells me he first rents it to a man by the name of George Grillet. He lives there with his daughter, Lily, and made quite a nice go out of the shop. 6 months ago, when Jack Longworth was abroad, George Grillet has a stroke and nearly kicks the bucket.
Kicks the
what? He nearly dies, Doctor.
Oh, kicks the bucket. That's good. I don't remember that.
And then what happened to Lestrade?
Well, while he's in the hospital, his daughter gives up the lease on the shop. A few days later, an Italian takes it over, and a couple of weeks later, he's found with his throat cut.
Did you investigate that first murder yourself?
No, Mr. Holmes. It seemed like any of a dozen killings we get in that part of London. A shopkeeper cut up, his till emptied, no clues.
Well, who was the next tenant?
A Scotchman. A bloke by the name of McIntosh.